Hello, this is Claire of SassyClassyPhoneSex.com. Do you have a dollar dick? A dollar bill is a hair over 6 inches. That happens to be the size of the average dick. Guess which one I have more use for? I'm often asked if I'm a size queen. Well, I prefer to think of it as having standards that don't include average. So if that makes me a size queen, so be it. I make a point of avoiding cocks under 8 inches unless they're extra thick and juicy. Then I'll consider 7 inches. But no matter how you spin it, a dollar-sized dick is never going to make the grade with me. It's only sufficient for a good round of penis humiliation. So if a dollar is 6 inches, then $1.50 is 9 inches. Now we're talking some serious cock. Some of my cock-sucking callers know my favorite fuck buddy is 9 inches and loves letting inferior men suck his cock because of their no-quit, no-spit attitude. So yeah, $1.50 dick is right up my alley. Only 50 or 75 cents. Small penis humiliation coming right up. Because sadly, most of you reading this blog post aren't even dollar dicks. You can be measured in cents, and that's both pathetic and hilarious to a woman like me. Aren't you glad your little 50-cent piece gets any reaction at all, though? I mean, seriously, it's the only kind of reaction you can reasonably expect when you've got a whopping 3 to 4 useless inches in your briefs. It's a good thing your hand doesn't discriminate the way we ladies do. By the way, feel free to giggle every time you see or hear the rapper 50 Cent mentioned. I know you'll think of this post. Keep it sassy.